If you ask yourself the question, why is it that I believe in heaven and that there is something after death, and where do I get that information from? The far majority of us, depending on our upbringing, would say our parents. That our parents, from our earliest years, taught us that God's real, God loves us, and then if we do his will, when we die, we go to heaven. It's kind of an A, B, and C for most of us Christians and believers in the faith, that God is real, he loves us. If we do his will on earth, then we go to heaven. And the far majority of us, for the most part, struggle very little with this idea. Very little. That heaven is real. And in fact, during the toughest times of our lives, when we grieve death, spouse, mom and dad, loved one, God forbid, child, this becomes even more real and more believable. That's the irony, that something so lofty, something you can't see, you can't scientifically prove to me or to yourselves that heaven is real. You can't prove that to me. But during the toughest time of our lives, we emphasize it, maybe to a fault, that we just know that our loved ones will be in heaven. And if you believe that, if I believe that when I'm grieving the death of a loved one, then I must believe that heaven is real. But that's been handed down to us. Our parents have taught us, their parents have taught them that. That's been handed down to us because the gospel teaches us that. Jesus Christ teaches us that. So if that's the reason and the basement, the foundation, God says heaven is real, why can't we just move one step and see that what looks like a little wafer, a piece of bread that smells like bread, that looks like bread, that tastes like bread? We believe that's Jesus because he told us that. But we don't. We cash it in. We completely forget the principle. Because scientifically, you can't prove to me, or we're so satisfied with the Protestant viewpoint that it's just a nice symbol. It reminds me of Jesus. It reminds me of his body. It symbolizes his death. But when we say, no, it is his body. It is his blood. It's difficult to follow through. And obviously, because science can't grasp that. And our eyes, when we look at the Eucharist, when we look at the consecrated host, we see bread. But at least you see bread. You don't even see heaven. You don't even see a symbol of heaven. But our minds are so fixed to that because it's so helpful to believe that we live life on earth, and yes, happiness is ours after death. But we can't have that unless we have this. In other words, could one possibly say, could a priest teach, can the church teach, that unless a person, a man or a woman, believes that the Eucharist is Jesus, if you don't believe that, can you possibly enter heaven? Well, I'm sure you can. I'm not God. I'm not sure who's in heaven, but the saints. But why can't we just take that simple logic of knowing that Jesus has told us that this is his body, this is his blood, and rest in the great gift that the Eucharist is? Today the church celebrates After so many Sundays after Easter, the solemnity of Corpus Christi, the Latin phrase for the body of Christ, Corpus Christi, we celebrate it every late spring, just before summer begins. And today is that great feast day. The church gives it to us because she wants to remind us, but she wants us to grasp that question again, grapple with that question. Do I really believe, as I sit in church this morning, that what I will receive in 10 minutes is really the body of Christ? And so if I don't believe that, really, if it is just a symbol from you, Father, walk with that. For those of us that do believe it is really Jesus Christ, then you have every reason to believe that when you walk out of Mass this morning, Jesus Christ is with you and he has become a part of you. That, for me, gets it. Why wouldn't I want to believe that's him? And what do I lose if it's not? What do I lose? What if it is a lie? What do I lose? You don't lose much. But if you don't believe, and you get to those pearly gates, and Jesus said, I came into you every Sunday, and yet you didn't believe. And now you expect me to bring you to heaven. Can you imagine that conversation? It's tough, because in 2016 in America, everybody goes to heaven. But if you set your mind on that idea, that I come to Mass, it's less than an hour, depending on the priest who preaches, that I walk out of here every single Sunday or Saturday evening, and even every day if I want to, acknowledging that Jesus Christ, the God of the universe, is in me. Imagine how our lives would change. And then, most definitely, we'll end up in heaven. Friends, we believe that the Eucharist is Jesus because he has told us so. We believe that he loves us because he has told us so. We believe in heaven because he has told us so. Today we need to pray for the grace to believe that that is Jesus because he has told us so.